The whole.
By the way, yeah. Sean, did you know you got experience from the like session?
What was the name of it?
I think we just called it Camp Lafay, or the New Adventures of Lewis and Quack.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not gonna post it with that title, but.
You can do.
What happened in that really small mini session between the Camp Lafay and this one?
Oh, the gang goes shopping. Nothing. The gang went shopping.
Okay. Yeah, we went shopping.
Is it? Did I just? How much experience did I get for Camp Lafay?
Two, I think.
Okay.
Two. Yeah, because AJ got two, and he showed up as soon as you left.
I have 8 experience that I haven't done anything with.
You should probably do something with those.
Do what?
You should probably do something with those.
Yeah, probably.
So what did Emma do the most of here? Like,
threaten people?
Aside from threatening to break someone's legs.
That's a thing.
That's a thing, yeah.
You can put in connive.
I don't know. That's down. The only thing is that most of what she did was strengthening her relationship with Scott, but that's already at max strength.
Yeah.
Get married already, jeez.
Could strengthen her relationship with Odine, since
marriage. She did. Marriage is an outdated institution. I don't think either myself or Emma want to subscribe to it, especially this early.
Well, you could strengthen your relationship with Madness.
That's already maxed out too.
Yeah.
Madness.
I don't really think I want to even think about marriage right now. I mean, it. Honestly, that can't legally happen until.
That's gross.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's gross. It's just it can't, you know. There's certain age limits on things.
Well, there's people marry because they want to do one thing and one thing only.
You can do that.
And Emma doesn't have a problem with that.
I know.
Yeah.
You can do that without being married, you know. But,
let's see here.
I don't get it. He seems to be unable to reproduce, being a hybrid.
I wish he'd stop talking. Why do you want to make him? I wish he'd stop talking like that. I wish you stopped.
Like that is.
I wish you stopped. I wish you stopped talking about my junk in front of me and how it doesn't work.
Guys, you're so gross. Oh my god.
Like that is Neil's like interpretation of sex. You do it to make babies. That's it.
Yeah, and yeah, that's.
It is something that happens.
Well, and in other things, like I don't know. I imagine Scott has an idea that that's probably the case, but he doesn't want to believe it. Although he also doesn't want to make weird eagle children.
I was gonna say weird. The junk probably works. It's just like you can't breathe. Probably.
Yeah. Like I said, sterile. Not like technically needle sterile.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. There's certain elements of his junk that don't work.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie though.
Funniest part though, I'm still recording.
No, I'd really like to think that you know, Scott could have a child someday. I mean, it's cool to deprive someone of that.
I hope
there needs to be a test tube baby.
I hope that's a recessive gene.
For the carrier to live.
I hope that's a recessive gene, because I don't want them to end up like this.
I think that's definitely recessive. I mean, that, like, you have, I mean... I like to think that like human genes would be much more dominant than eagle genes, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. Or maybe that's like that X-Men comic. Like it'll just be a common thing, and I can just stop hiding it.
I'd actually love that. And I really, really would like it if, you know, we could. I mean, back at the lake, it was nice because we.
Yeah.
You didn't have to, you know, wear a shirt the whole time. Like,
I could be who I am instead of who I'm pretending to be.
Nah, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Manny, you were able to do it too.
No. Not in front of, not in public. No, thank you.
No, I mean, at the camp.
Don't need, yeah, well, that was in private.
That's what I mean. I like it when things like that can happen, because, I mean... You know, living behind a facade, just horrible.
It's comfortable.
Oh, works for you, may not work for everyone else.
And besides, I honestly happen to think Scott's feathers are the comfiest things in the world.
Gross.
He blushes up a little bit.
Gross.
Speaking of gross, you should see what I left in the bedroom,
That's
one thing I actually forgot. I forgot that I There's the whole thing that Scott dried himself off with the towel, and then there's just nothing but gross down all over it, and consequently all over the bedroom floor.
I can see George coming into the bedroom after spending the day on the roof. Being, oh God, what the?
What the hell is this shit?
Why is it gonna be? And I mean, those are the old gross, like sweaty feathers too. And now soaked in water and left on the floor for a while. So those are probably
they're a rug now.
It's worse.
You can call
it
a rug.
It's worse than Scott. It's worse than Scott normally. That's why Scott doesn't like to.
That,
Scott
you
doesn't like
tell
to
this
do
to
it.
Someone and say, "Hey, this is a rug," and they would believe you. It would
Scott,
be a smelly
what is
rug.
That? Like why does it get worse sometimes? I mean there's some days it's not that bad, and some days it's pretty. It is kind of bad.
I mean today is. That's why I don't like the shower. This isn't how it's supposed to work. I mean I'm not supposed to have sweat glands either. But.
Terrible combination.
It's supposed to. Yeah.
I will
Shut
say
up,
that
frog
one
boy.
Of my favorite parts. One of my favorite parts of this session was when Uncle V called, and he's like, "Why don't you just steal the girl?" And Manny's like, "Ah, oh, God,
Gross.
There's some ass you just don't want to tap.
That ass wants to tap.
Uncle V, what are you, some kind of faggot?
What?
I don't know. Kissing girls is so gay.
Hey, that
why can't we just kiss other boys?
Hey, I mean, oh, no. I had some homosexuality at one point in my life, and that was a weird stint for a month. That was in a really crazy place. I mean, that was back on our fifth album, you know, that was really experimental one.
Thanks, Uncle V. Bye.
Uncle V, no. No.
I'm not in prison.
Also, Matt, were you still recording?
Actually, I still am. I haven't stopped yet.
Yeah, keep some of the dialogue we just had.
Yeah.
Well,
that actually works.
I might just keep all of it. This is just we'll just end every session with a weird little four coma thing from now on. Although I want some of that to actually be done in four coma because I think some of it would work out well.
Yeah,
I could do that.
I think there was the first one we ever talked about was Emma and Manny Manny sitting in the mirror talking about his teeth, and Emma walks in.
Oh yeah, that
actually fits into a four-panel format.
Yeah, Manny. I mean, don't feel too bad about your teeth. I mean, like,
no.
Look, see, it could be a lot worse.
For some reason, I want to imagine what a four comma of just Neil poking out of air vents would look like.
Every air vent, looking at over suspicious activities throughout the household.
Yeah, like they're just like four panels of like you just see like Butch and some of his boys talking, and Neil would just you see Neil like hanging out of an air duct, and then
like the same exact pose in every panel, just.
Yeah, pretty much.
It would make it simple to draw.
Institute of copying and pasting.
Yeah, and like at the final panel, is like just Manny saying, "Neil, you know I can see you." Good, he goes,
"I'm invisible."
And he Neil goes,
"Here." I'm sorry.
I don't think Neil would even like as far as like the four coma comic. I think that would just be like the end of it, where like it would be like
Manny says, "I can see you."
I can see you.
And his facial expressions changes from neutral to mild disappointment.
Oh. Actually,
that's the many moods of Neil. It's just that picture over and over again.
I want to take that, just a little image of Neil popping out of a vent, and do like the Diglett on a chair thing. Neil, that doesn't even make sense.
Like somehow pops out of a toilet.
Yeah.
Neil, can't even fit there.
Someone flushes and he spins down.
The same expression on his face.
Yeah, just expressionless as he just goes.
He pops out of a fold of Miss Frida's fat. Neil.
Neil.
He pops out of a bowl of cereal.
You aren't part of a balanced breakfast.
Get back in there. You don't stay crunchy with milk. This is highly unsanitary. Oh,
Neil, get out of that plant. Get out of that pot. You're not a plant. You won't grow.
Ever.
Oh.
Just call that one Ceiling Neil. Oh, man.
Ceiling Neil is watching you.
Not watching you do that, though. That's just gross.
No, watching everything. It's just like a blank statement.
He's watching you masturbate to try to figure out what the hell you're doing.
Why is he trying to rip his own genitalia off? I don't know.
That just reminds me of that video that was posted on RPVR a couple of days ago. Lovecraft sex ed.
It's awesome.
There'd be like a whole series of just different characters creeping around, like, because there's Neil in the vents, and then Jingles just walking about normally, staring from the corner.
And then
there's that James kid.
And then there's Ty.
Ty.
James, the last panel is just a close up of his eyes and says, kawaii.
Guys, I was going to say that, like, it would be, like you would have like one panel of Scott and Emma being cute, and then like the next one would be like a close up, but like you would see in the backgrounds James.
You just see
you just see his face and it just says kawaii at the bottom.
Kawaii.
You want me to link the Lovecraft video?